Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have today. Miriam's asked, what is the best colour for a face mask? Very topical. A colour or a neutral? Should it relate to my hair colour, my eye colour, solid versus pre? Well, there's no one answer to this. I mean, you could go for skin colour if you wanted something nude and not obvious. You could go for hair colour because it relates to something else on your hair. You could go for eye colour because it's actually going to create an eye enhancing effect. Probably my favourite option. Have a print if you want that could relate to whatever else you're wearing. The thing is, if you've got print ones and you're wearing print clothes, they could clash very easily. So something more neutral might be a little bit more, if you're worrying about the style or colour of your mask, could be something that's, more versatile. But really, I don't think it matters too much. But an eye enhancer, so something that relates to your eye colour, is going to draw attention to your eyes. And that's always a good colour to choose for pretty much anything. Whether it's swimwear, whether it's clothes, jewellery, anything, eye enhancers are fabulous colours. So that is one of your signature colours. That is something that I also give you. If you do my 7 steps of style, you find out what your signature colours are and what your eye enhancers are. But yeah, I mean, really, it kind of depends on what you want. I mean, skin, hair and eyes are the easiest ones to go for because they're probably a bit more neutral or related to you at all times, so therefore more versatile. Versus the further you get away, the more you get into patterns and multiple colours and things like that, you'll find that it may not work as well with your outfit if that is something that you are looking at. So there you go, something to think about. But I don't think, honestly, these things, especially if you're wearing the fabric ones, they need to be washed every time after they've been worn anyway. So you're probably going to need quite a few of them so you can experiment with some different ones and see which it is that you like to wear the best. Sherry has asked, I've got an A-shaped body. How do I approach wearing a stone colour on my bottom in the summer when the advice is to keep the bottom half darker for my shape? So when we are thinking about what we want to camouflage versus what we want to highlight with body parts, darker colours recede and lighter colours advance. So a stone colour, if you're going to wear a stone coloured bottom half, just remember that your top needs to be lighter than the stone or brighter than the stone, and that will draw attention up. Particularly too, if you wear warmer colours in your tops, so you could wear like reds, yellows, oranges, pinks, those warmer overtone colours, they also have more of an advancing quality, so they're going to be the thing that you notice first rather than the stone neutral bottoms. Also, if the stone really relates to your leg colour, like so if you've got a cropped pant or something like that, and you want some leg elongation, something that's more your version of a nude, a stone, a camel, a beige, those sorts of colours can be good because they're not breaking your legs up. So particularly in summer when you're going to wear a cropped pant, you'll find that that is actually often a more versatile colour than something really dark, which actually really where your leg ends often is more obvious, or where it chops across your leg, I should say. So just think, whenever we are thinking, I need to wear dark on my body, it's just I need to wear darker than my top or more muted than my top. So really we're thinking about darker and lighter, not dark and light. And I think that's one of those distinctions people just don't realise most of the time. It's just that you want your bottom to be darker than your top, or not as bright, not as obvious, not as advancing. So therefore it's, warmer colours, brighter colours on your top, draw attention to your top. So there you go. Hopefully that one helps you, Sherry. Let's see what else we have today. Okay, Becky said, how do I flatter my figure when I have no waist? And my waist is no longer as slim as it was, even though I'm an X shape. So this is where when we start to lose waist, and this often happens after having children, and as we go through menopause, those parts of our lives where we tend to get a little bit more waist thickening. So the waist belts, the really waisted garments may not work quite as well as they had with that real focal point on the waist. So it's thinking about taking some of the recommendations for say an H shape where you want this, the cut without the highlight. So you want still things to come in at your waist. We just don't necessarily want to draw attention to it. So things like darts and things like that that shape your clothes are still really important. Wearing baggy and sagging doesn't work. You can do things like tucking and blousing. So if you have a blouse that's a bit more loose and voluminous, tuck that into your bottom, blouse it out over the top. It's not going to draw as much attention to your waist as if it's tightly tucked. Think about what else can we do there. Also too, I would be thinking about, busy patterns. Busy patterns are really great because they don't draw attention to what's going on underneath. So a busy pattern is a small, dense kind of pattern that where there's stuff going on everywhere, where there's no particular focal point, so there's nowhere in particular that your eye is drawn to look. So busy patterns are also another option, particularly for your tops. And then go with things like the faux wrap. So we might bring things over and draw in at the waist, but it hasn't got horizontal lines at the waist. You might just want to avoid the horizontal lines, but it doesn't mean you can't have a faux wrap dress, things like that, where the waist, the attention's drawn in, but it's not just cutting across with a horizontal. So I'd just be a little bit more wary about horizontal lines at the waist. You may just want to do things too, like curve the bottom of your hems, of your tops, because this takes away from that horizontal line and creates a much more flattering line. And pretty much a curved hem works for everybody. It really does, creates leg elongation and hides tummies. They're a wonderful, wonderful thing to, do to your top. So rather than square boxy hems, curved hems are also really great to consider. So there you go. Hopefully those little tips help you. Please do send me your tips for, me to answer in upcoming sessions. I love to answer your questions. And of course, there's so much information on the blog. Head over there, insideoutstyleblog.com. And look, honestly, there's a search bar there. All you have to do is put something into the search. Like if you're looking for an A shape, then put in A shape into the search bar. If you're looking for, tops or things, just put some of those general words in and you'll generally find all the posts. If you're looking for something specific, it's one of those questions sometimes. It's like, have I called it swimwear, swimsuit, or bathers or something? Like there are different words. So sometimes it's trying some of the different words that, that are used for some pieces of clothing. So sometimes don't just stop on one and think there's nothing there, because very often there is something there. I've got thousands and thousands of posts to help you. Send me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I look forward to answering more of them soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.